In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. And then Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, Almighty God, our heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon, hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgiveth us all our sins. To them that believe on his name, he giveth power to become sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all.
Turn for me my mourning into dancing.
O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever.
O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help.
And you have healed me.
O Lord, you have brought up my soul from Sheol.
You restored me to life among those who go down to the pit.
Sing praises to the Lord, O you his saints. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime.
Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. Glory be to God on high.
The Lord be with you.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd, without whom nothing is secure. Rescue and preserve us, that we may not be lost forever, but follow you, rejoicing in the way that leads to eternal life. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading is from Ezekiel chapter 34.
For thus says the Lord God, Behold, I myself will search for my sheep, and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered, on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from their countries. And I will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. As for you, my flock, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I judge between sheep and sheep, between rams and male goats. Is it not enough for you to feed on the good pasture, that you must tread down with your feet the rest of your pasture, and to drink of clear water, that you must muddy the rest of the water with your feet? And must my sheep eat what you have trodden with your feet, and drink what you have muddied with your feet? Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, Behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep, because you push with side and shoulder, and thrust at all the weak with your horns, till you have scattered them abroad. I will rescue my flock. They shall no longer be a prey. And I will judge between sheep and sheep, and I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant David shall be prince among them. I am the Lord. I have spoken. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading comes from 1 Timothy chapter 1. The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart, and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Certain persons, by swerving from these, have wandered away in vain discussion, desiring to be teachers of the law, without understanding either what they are saying or the things about which they make confident assertions. Now we know that the law is good, if one uses it lawfully, understanding this, that the law is not laid down for the just, but for the lawless and the disobedient, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who strike their fathers and mothers, for murderers, the sexually immoral, men who practice homosexuality, enslavers, liars, perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine, in accordance with the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which I have been entrusted. I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointed me to be to his service. Though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent, But I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life, to the kings of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Fear the Lord, you his saints. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. The Holy Gospel, according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Here endeth the gospel. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
invite the children's choir to come forward.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today's two parables, the parable of the lost sheep and the lost coin, are actually part of a set of three parables that Jesus preaches to those scribes and those Pharisees who stand offended and grumble to themselves that Jesus receives, and not only receives, but eats with tax collectors and sinners. And as well known as these two parables are, the third is even more famous, for it is the parable of the prodigal son. And where some parables are obscure and hard to understand, these parables are not. Jesus' meaning is clear. It is crystal clear. It is perfect for Rally Sunday, because this is the gospel, so simple. So simply put that every man, every woman, and every child, even if you are just beginning Sunday school for the first time this year, can understand. God saves sinners. And not just little peccadillo sinners, but notorious sinners. And we do not want to make ourselves high and mighty above the scribes and the Pharisees, because we don't want to forget that you probably would not like these people either. The tax collectors were considered collaborators with a foreign occupier, and they were often corrupt. And the sinners are notorious sinners, adulterers, prostitutes, and thieves, and the like. These are the kind of people that are drawing near to Jesus. But also, we do not want to misunderstand. They did not draw near to justify or defend their sin. They were not like those among us today who do what they want and then seek to justify it by modern reasoning and demand that others accept the way that they are. These tax collectors and sinners heard the preaching of the law, and the word had cut them to their heart. They were sorry for their sins, and they wanted to do better. This is where Christ was different than the scribes and the Pharisees. He preached the law as they did, but he did it out of love for their souls. He stood firm against their sin, not bending the demands of the law, and yet offered them ointment. Ointment for their wounds, soothing words for their ears, and comfort for their burdened consciences. He offered them the gospel. It was of these notorious sinners that the Lord spoke when he said, "Thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeks out his flock. God is the good shepherd." Or better yet, we might say that God the Son is the good shepherd who journeys out into the world, into open country, through the thorns and the brambles, into the darkest ravine to seek out and save the lost sheep. The sinner to carry him home, bearing his own weight upon his shoulders, heaving that weight upon himself with all the muck and smell and dirt and grime. It is God the Spirit who lights the way by the word for the church, empowered by his own power, to sweep and search and illuminate every corner of the house until the last coin is found. For believe it or not, the sinner who is lost and is found is the treasure of heaven. And it is God the Father who receives his prodigal son, now repentant, dead to him but now alive, back with joy and with open arms, bestowing upon him the robe of sonship and the ring of authority. This is the love of God. This is the gospel, the love of the Father who sends his only begotten Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved, in order that sinners might be saved through him. This is the love of God the Father and the love of God the Son who send forth the Spirit to enlighten and enliven his church, to seek out and to save the lost. But it is not only the tax collectors and sinners who need saving. These parables are addressed to the scribes and to the Pharisees in order to call them to repentance. They are the fat sheep of Ezekiel. They too are of the flock. They too are those whom Christ the Good Shepherd comes to save, those whom the Lord comes to gather. And yet they are ignorant. They are puffed up and not even aware of their own sin or need for a Savior. And so they push with side and shoulder and thrust at all the weak with horns till they have scattered them abroad. They may follow the law outwardly, but they have no love. They have no love for their fellow sheep, whom their shepherd seeks, and they drive them away. And this is Jesus' call to the scribes and the Pharisees. It is the same as his call to the tax collectors and the sinners. Repent! When the lost sheep is found, when a sinner is returned, there is joy in heaven. And again, when the coin has been uncovered and found, when a sinner is returned to the treasury of heaven, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. And so the question for the scribes and the Pharisees is a simple one. This is what Jesus leaves hanging in the air at the end of each of these parables. If God seeks out and saves the lost, if he seeks the one sheep until he finds it, and he sweeps the house until the coin is found, if heaven rejoices and the angels of God rejoice, will you also rejoice with them? And in each of the sequence of parables, there is an intensification as the number whittles down. 1 in 99, 1 in 10. And then finally, 1 of 2 sons. And so too does Jesus' call to repentance intensify, till finally the question is not only, will you rejoice, but will you be found with the older brother, with hatred in his heart for the prodigal standing outside in the cold, and no longer in the Father's house at all? You who have received mercy, who have been given all that the Father has to give in his Son, who dwell in his house by grace, will you be merciful? Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep, because you push with side and shoulder and thrust at all the weak with your horns till you have scattered them abroad. I will rescue my flock. They shall no longer be a prey, and I will judge between sheep and sheep. This is the thing about the Word of God. It is living and it is active. In the hands of the Spirit, it is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. It is the word given and delivered once for all to the prophets and the apostles, but it comes to each of us individually, so that we all receive from it precisely what we need to hear. And so last week we heard Jesus' admonition to those who follow him to count the cost of discipleship, which comes to law. As law to those who do not cling to Jesus but cling to other idols, but it comes as gospel to those who suffer with him. And here today, these parables that shine so brightly the gospel for those who are lost, that God seeks and finds them, delivers them home by his own power, nonetheless strikes the scribes and the Pharisees, the self-righteous fat sheep, as a law condemning their lovelessness. The word of God is a two-edged sword and discerns the thoughts and intentions of the heart. No creature is hidden from his sight, but all stand naked and exposed before the eyes of him to whom they must give an account. But the point of these parables is only to condemn in order to bring about repentance. The law is not laid down for the just, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who strike their fathers and mothers, for murderers, the sexually immoral, men who practice homosexuality, enslavers, liars, perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine, in accordance with the gospel of the glory of the blessed God. In accordance with the gospel, to serve the gospel. Jesus is crying out to the Pharisees, to the fat sheep, you are not the 99. You are the lost sheep, just like the tax collectors and sinners. You I have come to save. You are not the 9, but the 1 coin. You too are the treasure of heaven. You are the older brother, now prodigal, whom the Father wishes to receive. Repent. And so each should confess the saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. The Lord has spoken, and he will do it. I will set up over them, that is the tax collectors and sinners, the scribes and the Pharisees, one shepherd, my servant David, Christ the King who takes David's throne forever. And he shall feed them, and be their shepherd. Praise and glory to the King of ages, the immortal, invisible, and only God. Be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. You may rise for the offertory. Holly Becker, Rebecca Agner, Angie Shum, and Jessica Heckler to be installed as our Sunday School and CWS teachers for this year. Dear friends, these persons have here present have been appointed to serve as the teachers in our Sunday school and have signified their willingness to serve. As teachers of our Sunday school, you have a serious responsibility towards God and towards the members of the Sunday school. You are to assist in the ministry of the word by instructing the lambs of the flock of Jesus Christ. To fit yourselves for this important task, it is necessary that you apply yourselves to a diligent study of God's holy word, to devote yourselves to prayer and intercession for those who are committed to your care, to live a Christian life, and thus be an example that will prompt others to walk in the fear of God. You are assuming a serious responsibility, but the Lord has promised to be with you and to supply you with the gifts that are required for the faithful performance of your duty. As leaders in the congregation to whom the entire ministry of the word is entrusted to these children, and as the minister myself who has been entrusted with the word, I now ask you before God, and are you ready and willing to accept this responsibility to do your work faithfully according to the ability which God giveth? Then answer yes with the help of God.
Yes, with the help of God.
Upon this, your solemn promise, I declare you teachers of Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church Sunday School, and authorize you to assist in the work whereunto you have been chosen in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. May God grant you his Holy Spirit and give you wisdom and strength to fulfill your task to his glory and for the spiritual and eternal welfare of souls. Let us pray for our teachers. Gracious Savior, who has said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not," regard with thy favor every effort to bring up children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Give, we beseech thee, wisdom and discretion, kindness and perseverance to all who conduct schools for the instruction of the young. Do thou teach them that they may teach others. Grant that the children of our school may receive with a humble, teachable, and ready mind all instruction given them according to thy word. Give them thy grace while they are young, that are early seeking thee, they may early find thee. May they remember their Creator in the days of their youth. Teach them to honor their parents and superiors and to be kind and full of love toward one another. Grant that all of them may be trained in the way in which they should go, and when they are old, never depart from it. May the knowledge of the Lord be spread abroad, that all may know thee, and from the least to the greatest may praise thee both now and forever. Amen. Depart in peace. You may rise for the prayers of the church. We pray for all people according in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Let us pray to the Lord, who in Christ will hear our prayers and in his time turn our mourning into dancing. Heavenly Father, heaven rejoices when a sinner repents. Guard us against self-righteousness that sees no need to hear of Christ and his redemption, and preserve us in your word and grace, that as your people we might always be about the proclamation of repentance and the forgiveness of sins for the sake of Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you call pastors and set them to the task of shepherding your people, whether here or abroad, like the Reverend Brian. Bless them in their work of providing your gifts to those who have gathered, and as they seek those who have wandered away. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, look with favor on the households of this congregation, and grant that all may live in love that issues from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Good teacher, who leads your people into all truth, bless our Sunday school and CWS teachers with a living faith as they help nourish and educate our children with your word, so that both teachers and students may believe in their heart that Jesus is risen from the dead and confess with their lips that he is Lord. Lord, in your mercy. King of the ages, immortal and invisible, the only God, look in kindness upon all entrusted with public office in our land, and grant them wisdom to deal with the violence that scourges our land, and courage to serve our nation according to your will. Guard also those who protect us, such as police and soldiers, such as Sean. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you have given us this good land as our heritage. Grant that we remember your generosity and constantly do your will. Bless our land with honest industry, truthful education, and an honorable way of life. Save us from violence like we suffered on September 11th and over the course of this past week. Discord and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil course of action. Support us in defending our liberties and establishing the requisite good order of law and justice, that there may be peace in our land. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, you promised to shepherd your sheep for the sake of Jesus. According to your word, seek the lost, bring back the stray, bind up the injured, and strengthen the weak. Have mercy especially on Pauline, Kelly, Kathy, Janice, Joyce, Angie, Jordan, and Aubrey, and upon all who look to you for deliverance. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We entrust all these petitions to your care, loving Father, confident in your great mercy for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who is worshipped together with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And before we depart from the prayers of the church, I wanted to address something that has probably been on many of your minds over the past couple days. I'm referring to the assassination of Charlie Kirk this last week. It appears my sermon this last week was unfortunately too prophetic. I spoke about how we will not be able to have friendship with the world and friendship with God, and that we will not be able to find a way to be so winsome as to proclaim Jesus boldly and not suffer for it in this life. And that came to a obvious head with the assassination of Charlie Kirk this last week. Whatever the motives of the assassin are that's being debated at this moment, but perhaps one of the things that was most disturbing about it, at least to myself, we all know that there are evil people that do evil things, but is how many people were rejoicing after the fact in the death of Charlie. And so as we are in this difficult time, I would like to invite everyone to pray for his family, for our nation in this time of violence, for all who are suffering for the faith, in the words of the litany, which is found on page 110 of your hymnal. So please open to 110 of your hymnal as we pray for our nation. O Lord, have mercy upon us. O Christ, have mercy upon us. O Lord,
have mercy upon us.
O Christ,
hear thou us.
O God the Father in heaven, have mercy upon us. O God, the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy upon us.
O God, the Holy Ghost,
have mercy upon us.
Be gracious unto us.
Spare us, good Lord.
Be gracious unto us.
Help us, good Lord.
From all sin, from all error, from all evil, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, from sudden and evil death, from pestilence and famine, from war and bloodshed, from sedition and rebellion, from lightning and tempest, from all calamity by water and fire, and from everlasting death, good Lord, deliver us. By the mystery of thy holy incarnation, by thy holy nativity, and by thy baptism, fasting, and temptation, by thine agony and bloody sweat, by thy cross and passion, by thy precious death and burial, by thy glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Ghost, the Comforter.
Yes, good Lord.
In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death and the day of judgment,
help us, good Lord.
We poor sinners do beseech thee to hear us, O Lord God, and to rule and govern thine holy Christian church, to preserve all pastors and ministers of thy church in the true knowledge and understanding of thy true word and in holiness of life, to put an end to all schisms and causes of offense, to bring into the way of truth all such as have erred and are deceived, to beat down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into thy harvest, to accompany thy word with thy spirit and grace, to raise up them that fall and to strengthen such as do stand, and to comfort the, and help the weak-hearted and the distressed. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. To give to all nations peace and concord, to preserve our country from discord and contention, to give to our nation perpetual victory over all its enemies, to direct and defend our president and all in authority, to bless and keep our magistrates and all our people. We beseech thee to help us, good Lord. To behold and secure all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, to protect all who travel by land or water, to preserve all women in the perils of childbirth, to strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to set free all who are innocently imprisoned, and to defend and provide all the fatherless children and widows, and to have mercy upon all men, we beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts, to give and preserve to us the fruits of the earth, and graciously to hear our prayers, we beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God,
we beseech thee to hear us.
O Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world,
have mercy upon us.
O Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world,
have mercy upon us.
O Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world,
grant us thy peace.
O Christ,
hear thou us.
O Lord,
have mercy upon us.
O Christ,
have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Blessed Lord, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. 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 So a couple of announcements. Last week, I announced that Reverend Schuller had been taken to glory. Anyone who is interested in the funeral details, there are little slips in the back with all the details there. The visitation is this evening at 2 to 6 in Mentor, Ohio. And the funeral is at Zion Lutheran Church in Painesville, Ohio. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. I believe it's about a 3 hours drive away, but if anyone is interested in attending, the details are available in the back on the usher stand. As we reflect on the death of both Charlie Kirk and the Reverend Schuller, we remember that all the devil can do to those who believe in Jesus is send them into Jesus' arms. And so we give thanks to those who have received their promised reward and won run the race with diligence. We give thanks to all our Sunday school teachers and CWS teachers. We're excited to kick off a new year, and we thank them for all their devotion and dedication to teaching our kids
over the course of this next year to make it fun for them as well. So keep all them in your prayers. The Fall Supper sign-up sheet is posted in the back of the church, and there has not been enough sign-ups yet. So please, if you're available, sign up to help out with the Fall Supper. They need your help to get everything together. Details available back there. Please sign up on the sign-up sheet. Ladies' Aid will be meeting on the 16th at 7 p.m. All ladies invited to that. We will have bubbles at the parsonage next week, assuming the weather continues to be pleasant. The LWML Fall Rally is being held at St. John's Wapakoneta on the 27th. Also, again, once again, all ladies invited. Please come join for that. The Hamburger Fry will be on the 28th, and the Voters Program Committee meeting is approaching as well. Any announcements that I have missed? Depart in peace.